Continue with the kashrus, and then we'll time left. We'll go into the Psil Sishar. Okay, we're up to now. If you've eaten meat, so you can't now eat milchiks. What kind of milchiks can't you eat? So obviously, anything that's real milk, cheese, or whatever, you obviously can't eat. What about things cooked with milchiks, but you're not eating the milchik apart? You're eating the parva apart that was cooked with milchiks. Okay, you have potato soup with the milk. So you're eating the potato, not the actual milk, or a dish with what's it called that was made with cheese, and you're not eating the cheese part, you're eating the parva part that happened to be cooked, but it's milchik. That's milchik for sure, and you can't eat it. The halacha pretty much is, that's the way we're nohek, that even if you ate fleishiks, the part of a flesh, still fleishik, but I mean the thing that wasn't mamish meat. You had stew, and you ate the potato. So it's a fleishik of potato. So you can't eat a milchik of potato after that was cooked with a milk thing. That's called a tavshil shel cholav and tavshil shel basar. And even though Shulchan Aruch says a tavshil shel basar, tavshil shel cholav you could eat, the minig is not like that. And the minig is, what's it called, the Nosi Kalim over there say that our minig is not to eat afilu a tavshil shel cholav after even a tavshil shel basar. But that's not part of the things cooked in milchik or fleishik things. That's part of the things cooked together with milchiks or fleishiks. A stew, whatever, we're talking about the potato. So that's for sure. The next thing. If the thing was not cooked together with milchiks, okay, we said already that if you cook something in a fleishik pot, but parav, so it never came in contact with any flesh, it just was cooked in a fleishik pot, or cut with a fleishik knife. Even if it's a dover chorif, you cut an onion with a fleishik knife and you ate the onion, you don't have to wait 6 hours after that. Okay, now, if you ate meat, and now you want to eat something cooked in a milchik pot, not together with milchiks, but in a milchik pot, then doesn't make a difference if the pot was a ben yomo or not a ben yomo. If it's not a dover chorif, it's not onions or something sharp, then you're allowed to eat that after fleishiks. Doesn't have a din of milchiks. If, however, the thing was sharp, then what's it called? Or you cut something sharp with a dairy knife, like an onion, then you're not allowed to eat that after fleishiks. That tak you can't eat. That's considered milchik, and you can't eat that after fleishiks. Okay, and that, if it's a dover chorif, pashtus, it's even if the pot and the knife weren't a ben yomo. Because a ben yomo really doesn't have an effect on something that's a dover chorif. So even if the pot or the knife hadn't been used within 24 hours for milchiks, but you cut an onion with it, or you cooked an onion in a milchik pot, you can't eat that onion after fleishiks. In either case, there is a shita that holds that if the pot or the knife wasn't a ben yomo, even though normally with a dover chorif it doesn't make a difference, but legabi eating it after fleishiks, there it does make a difference, and you could eat it after fleishiks. So in a situation where there's a need, and you cut an onion, let's say, with a milchik knife, and the knife hadn't been used within 24 hours, or you cooked an onion in a milchik pot, and the pot hadn't been used for 24 hours, there are heterim to eat that within the 6 hours. Okay. Now the opposite. So now we finished eating milchiks after fleishiks. Any questions on that? Okay. Yeah.
What if you had there was a powdered milk in a coffee? It comes inside the coffee.
That's called a tavshil. Well, it's not that. That's mamish milk. Powdered milk is milk. Okay. Next. Now eating meat after milk. Okay, so there's different kinds of milchiks. If you drank, drank milk, or you ate soft cheeses like cream cheese or cottage cheese, or those are all soft things, those have the same din as drinking milk. So then, or you ate a milchika dish, right, with milk mixed in, not cheese, anything but hard cheeses. So then the halacha is like this, that all you have to ikar adin do is to wash out your mouth, and then you can right away eat fleishik mikar adin. The minig is not to do that. The minig is to wash off your mouth, to make a brach achrona if it applies. If you didn't drink enough to eat, make a brach achrona, you don't make a brach achrona just to be mouthful and thing. But if you can make a brach achrona, you should make a brach achrona so it's not in the same eating. And more than that, you don't really have to do. And some people have the minig to wait a half an hour between milk and meat. So that's soft cheeses, drinking milk or whatever, and some people are somech on that on Shavuos to start the meal with something milchik, drink some milk or whatever, soft cheeses or whatever, and then to wash out their mouth, change the tablecloth, bring new bread for what's it called, for fleishiks, and eat right away fleishiks at the same meal without making a brach achrona, right, without benching. And what's it called? Because mikra din, you don't have to do that, and without waiting a half an hour. So some people are knowing to do that on Shavuos. Most people are not knowing to do like that on Shavuos. Yeah.
Is that because it's light, so it's easier to digest?
Yeah, basically because the reasons that you have to wait 6 hours after meat don't apply over here. It doesn't leave a residue in your mouth, and it doesn't leave anything between your teeth. So it doesn't have the same thing as meat, that particles of meat get stuck in your teeth. Particles of milk, these kind of milk, don't get stuck in your teeth, and they're what's it called? They don't leave an oily residue. So, Mela, there's no reason to wait.
Besides washing your mouth, eating something is.
You don't have to eat something proud then. Not when it comes to milk. It's right? only with cheese.
Did you clean your mouth like really brush?
What?
Do you like brush your teeth like really afterwards?
Not only your teeth, you have to wash out the rest of your mouth too. But if you rinse your mouth, have to brush your teeth, you just have to rinse out your mouth.
No, I'm saying it's not like that, even if it's like hard stuff.
No, we'll get to the hard stuff, we didn't get to yet. We get to eat cheese. Okay, cheese is a different story. Cheese, there's two levels of cheese. We'll see that we're not really knowing. Yeah, we are knowing. There's another level of cheese, but chat is what goes into that level. But if it's cheese, but not what's called hard cheese, okay, not what we call hard cheese, okay, if it's stam cheese, okay, so then you have to do the same thing with plus the following. Not only can you wash out your mouth, you have to eat something solid also, and that solid thing should not be vegetables, okay. It should be something mamish solid food, mizonos or something, you know, something a really solid food. And you have to wash your hands. If you inspect them and you see that there's no cheese residue on it, that's enough. But if not, you should wash them off. And if you wash them off, you don't have to inspect them. And you have to, again, wash your mouth out and eat something solid. Wash your hands and preferably make a brach achrona, and some people know you to wait a half an hour. All those things together. Okay. Now, real hard cheese, the way that we are nohag, okay, even though the poskim in Eretz Yisrael, many of them hold differently, but in America the poskim held one way, and we can continue. It's not minig Eretz Yisrael one way or the other way, and therefore, unless a person wants to be machmer, if you want to be machmer, you can be machmer. But if you don't want to be machmer, then we hold the following. All hard cheeses, okay, and except ones that are aged, mamas 6 months. Not that they're around 6 months. They were aged 6 months. Once they're packaged, they're not aged anymore. They don't age anymore. Aging means that they age them with bacteria, whatever, and they're not packaged yet. And some cheeses are aged 6 months. One of the kinds of cheeses aged 6 months is Parmesan cheese. The real, what's it called, Choshava Italian cheeses, French cheeses, most of them aren't kosher. They don't have them kosher. Okay? So regular cheeses, he has a whole list over here, maybe we can go through it. American cheese, Asiago, I never heard of it, whatever it is. Cheddar cheese, that's not aged. Colby cheese, Edam cheese, Feta cheese, Gouda cheese, Havarti cheese, Monterey, Mozzarella, Munster, string cheese, regular Swiss cheese, American Swiss cheese, Ha'olam Swiss cheese. All of those, the most their age is 90 days, which is 3 months. None of them are aged more than that. And then they put on the market. And even if maybe you didn't get it till 10 years later, it's not aged more. It just stopped aging when they packaged it. And wish you could do that same with yourself, no? That's not called or aged more than 90 days. So those cheeses have the same halacha as soft cheese. All you have to do is wash out your mouth, eat something solid, wash your hands, l'chumra wait a half an hour, and that's it. And make a bracha achrona. Aged cheese is more than 6 months, which the only one that really is available is Parmesan cheese, to make with a hechsher. Parmesan cheese is aged, and there's aged cheddar cheese, which is also more than 6 months. And real Swiss cheese. Okay, if you don't know one way or the other, it's probably not. But real Choshevah Swiss cheese that comes from Switzerland is sometimes aged more than 6 months. That you have to find out.
Powdered Parmesan cheese is also?
Oh, yeah, even powdered, yeah. So now there's another kula that we're sambachan. So that if you eat Parmesan cheese, even... usually it's what's it called? It's powdered, rated, whatever, and sprinkled over things. If you eat it even in the shredded mode, you have to wait 6 hours. Okay. However, if it's melted into like macaroni and cheese, melted hard cheeses, even Parmesan or aged cheddar. But you make it with macaroni and cheese, and it's mixed into the food. Then there's a kula that you don't have to wait 6 hours.
What's the kula?
What? Because since it is melted, it doesn't have the same din anymore. It loses its din of hard cheese. Not hard anymore. It's melted. Others hold that doesn't apply. It doesn't make a difference if it's melted or not melted. It's always osur. Some hold that if it's melted but it's separate, in other words, you can see the cheese separately, right? It makes a separate layer, like pizza, then it still has the din of hard cheese. But if it's like macaroni and cheese, where it's mixed in with the food, then it doesn't have the din of hard cheese. And some hold it doesn't make a difference one way or the other. You always have to wait 6 hours. Hold on with the question. So that's another kula, and you can be someich for sure that if you have macaroni and cheese with Parmesan cheese, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Pizza where the cheese is separate, there's a place to be machmer. In the Eretz Yisrael, the Kaposkim hold that all our hard cheeses, all the ones I mentioned that you don't have to wait 6 hours, they hold you do have to wait 6 hours. American cheese, Swiss, regular American Swiss cheese. Why? Because they say even though it's not aged six months, but it's made with chemicals that produce the same results as if it had been aged 6 months. So even though it actually didn't take 6 months to produce the cheese, the process is sped up by various additives and chemicals. So for all practical purposes, you have the same result in hard cheese before 6 months that you would have if you had waited under normal circumstances 6 months. The American Poskim don't hold of that. They hold that the aging process is what really gives the cheese the isser, and without that aging, it just doesn't have the residue or whatever that would make it like meat. In other words, you have to wait 6 hours. And many of the Israeli poskim hold not like that. That the aging process is sped up by the chemicals or whatever additives are added, and it has the same din as if it would have been aged 6 months. Somebody wants to be machmer on all hard cheeses to wait 6 hours. There is a place to do that, but again, lahalacha, if you follow what we do here, you can be makel and eat. With the stipulations we said, meat after all the hard cheeses that aren't aged 6 months. Okay.
I was aware of another sheet that Rav didn't mention. I think that is a split that if it's artificially aged, then yeah, it is considered hard, but not. But depends how hard it is. And the list of give will be mixed. Like American is mozzarella considered soft, but cheddar, Edam, Gouda, all those are considered hard.
Because it could be that American cheese is not even aged. It's not even aged chemically. Could be, but if it's aged, you're right. If it's aged by chemicals, even though it didn't wait 6 months, then that's what they hold. But it's not aged at all, then there's no svar in the world that it should be. Then it's like cottage cheese or whatever, that's called soft cheese. Right? But if it's aged artificially, that's the machlokas. Didn't wait 6 months, but it had put chemicals in that basically made it the same way as if it had been aged 6 months. Right? Swiss cheese is like that. It's artificially aged. What's it called? American cheese is not like that. American cheese is basically a non-aged cheese. It's not aged at all. But there's cheeses that are aged 3 months, and they're put chemicals in, so the resultant is as if they would be like 6 months. That's where the poskim hold that you have to wait 6 hours.
What do we hold
that? We hold you don't have to wait 6 hours for any of these. The only ones that are mamish aged 6 months, those you have to wait 6 hours. That's Allah. But anything less than that, you can be makel and not wait 6 hours.
But what's the argument back if they have a strong time? They say that chemicals
that the chemicals don't create the exact same thing as the age. Aging still makes it it's a different kind of cheese.
Okay. What about a calzone?
What?
What about a calzone, which the bird is folded on top of the cheese, but it's not in the cheese?
Yeah, so that's according to the sheet that it holds. If the cheese is melted separately, that's separately.
But it's
not. But I understand.
Around,
what?
It's melted around.
Yeah, but what if you take a napkin and cover the cheese, or you close your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
That's not called that the cheese is mixed in with the food. That's talking where there's just a cover over it.
But
if it's mixed in with the food, then the cheese is not. Is the cheese now is bottled to the food, and that's the head thing. Here the cheese is not bottled to the food, it's just covered by some other food. You have a layer of food and whatever.
You mean macaroni is a lot there also, just that you don't see
the there's mamish bottled to the food. Here it's a separate layer, like on pizza, separate layer. I don't know, I mean, again, I don't know how calzone looks, but maybe it is different. I think some people say lasagna. I don't know how that is either. I don't go near this stuff. But whatever lasagna is, right? They say that it's also not necessarily a separate layer, but it's mixed in with the thing. If that's true, then fine. I don't know. Again, you have to know what it is. How is lasagna made?
Usually,
it's like pizza.
Usually, it's separate. Yeah.
Separate.
Usually, yeah.
A lot of times you make dairy dishes and you just sprinkle some hard cheese on top, and it's a layer on top, but it's melted. So
no, then it's melted into the food. That's more like macaroni and cheese. That's like macaroni and cheese.
No,
it's a separate
you
thing.
You can see it on top, like pizza. Pizza's also melted.
No, so it's mamish a layer on top, like pizza?
Sometimes.
If it's a layer on top, then that kula doesn't apply, according to some opinions. But again, if you want to be mako, even you can even Parmesan cheese that's melted on pizza, separate, you could be mako and not wait 6 hours. There's more reason to be machma. But even with that, once it's melted, even separately, right, their poskim hold it loses its din of a hard cheese. So if you want to be somach on that, you can be somach on that too. In other words, we're very mako when it comes to hard cheeses. We don't consider most things hard cheeses. And even the few that are, if it's melted cheese already, you could. And anyway, right? If you want to be a little bit more machmer, then only if it's melted separately, right? If you want to be more machmer, even if it's melted and mixed in, right? So that's. But the halacha, you can be somech on all these kulas when it comes to hard cheese.
I'm still confused about the machlokas. I thought that there are Israeli poskim that say that this Israeli cheese, one of in most places, I just thought that you can get kosher. There's only one type of Israeli cheese, and they say you have to wait 6 hours after that. So, according to Rav,
that's aged. No,
that's not aged.
It's aged, I think, 3 months, those cheeses.
First of all, it has to be six months.
What?
First of all, it has to be...
That's what I'm saying. But it's aged 3 months with chemicals that make it as if the 3 months is 6 months. But there are cheeses in America, the processed cheeses, that are not aged at all. That's American cheese or whatever. Those cheeses, what's it called, are not even chemically aged. So those are for sure okay. These cheeses are chemically aged, and they're made to be aged. In other words, really, they should age them.
Then.
What?
They do a bad job.
Why do they do a bad job? They're hard cheese. They're harder than American cheese.
American, fine. I never heard a Posick that said that American cheese is called American Posick said American cheese is Posick.
Right. Swiss cheese is the same thing. Swiss cheese is also hard because it's aged 3 months and chemically made as if it would be 6 months. But American cheese, they don't put anything in. But the cheeses over here are, yes, aged. They're what's it called, aged a certain amount of time, and they put chemicals in them to make them have the qualities of an aged cheese. So that's what they're talking about. Those aging qualities are exactly as if it had been aged or not? That's a machlokas. Okay, but if it's not aged with chemicals at all, then there's nothing to talk about. If it's not aged, then there's no chemicals. It's only where it's artificially aged more than it's aged a little bit regular, and then they put in chemicals to make it as if it had been aged 6 months or more. Then that's the shaila. The American Post can hold that you have to have mamish 6 months aging, and chemicals don't take the place of it. And some Israeli Post can hold that not like that, that the chemicals also, if it's chemically aged, right, in addition to, they never chemically age something, they don't age at all. But they age it somewhat, and then they speed up the process with the chemicals. But there are processed cheeses that aren't aged at all, nothing, not chemically and not time-wise. Those are no problem. Okay.
Mixed in with the macaroni,
Yeah.
Is that it's mixed like there's halacha about something being on Shabbos.
Right,
it's
right.
Considered a mix.
That would not be considered. No, that wouldn't be considered a dover lach, because it's bottled to the thing. But if it forms a separate layer, that's a good example. Separate layer, right? The puddle of the thing, then it's considered a liquid by itself. But if it's mixed into the thing, even though you can see it, it's glistening on top of the macaroni.
Right, that's
but
what
that's bottled to the macaroni. That's not called a separate thing. That's a good example. Exactly the same thing.